And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. Today's program is going to be a good one. Today I'm going to teach you something that may help you improve your life and maybe even turn your life around. The last few weeks I've been having some callers call in, and I have a new listener call-in line. I encourage you to call. I'm going to give you the number later. What you do is you call in and leave a question or a comment or an opinion on my answering machine. I listen to them, and then some of them I will use on the air. Okay, so if you'd like to leave your opinion or ask a question and leave it for me and possibly hear it on the air like next week, then just go ahead and call the number. I'll give you the number a little bit later. But right now, let's talk about stress. Stress is something that we all experience, but what happens is that for we humans, it's different for us than it is for animals. For we humans, stress is some kind of a pressure. It's a pressure on our ego. It's a pressure that takes advantage of a weakness that we have. You see, a long time ago in the Garden of Eden, the human race became separated from God, who is our parent spirit. A rapport with God and growing as a child of God, that is your true identity. Okay? And the closer you are to God, the closer you are to truth, the closer you are to reality and to awareness, the better off you are. Okay? And the farther you are from God, the farther you are from reality, from truth, from awareness, the worse off you are. Because when you fall away from God, then you lose a couple of things. You lose your identity. When you lose your identity, then you have to pick up an identity in the world. That's one of the biggest problems that we have, and it's getting worse. People have an identity problem. And then the other thing is, when you fall away from God, from truth, from truth and from principle and from what is and from what is right, then you become suggested. Then you can, what is the old expression? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything. Have you heard that? Or if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything? Well, that's very true. Because when you're not grounded in principle, then you can fall for anything. And it's especially true because you lose your identity. You see, if you lose your identity, then you go out looking for one. Wow, there's a cool guy. Wow, he is so cool. I want to be like him. See, or there's a person who has power. There's a person who's charming or who's seductive or who has a way with people. Or there's a person who's good at conning people. And there's a guy that's a good talker. There's somebody that's really super attractive and attracts people to her. There's somebody that's making a lot of money. See? So you start trying to be like them. Or the other thing that happens is when you're dominated on the outside, when somebody pressures you, a bully or a parent with a bad spirit pressures you, or a coach or a teacher pressures you with study pressure and ambition pressure and performance pressure. See, when you succumb and submit to that pressure, which you will because you've lost your ground, then what happens is their identity gets inside of you. Then you become like them. Okay, well, maybe you think that's good, but then later when you find out what they're really like, when you find out about their secret torments and their secret life and what they had to give up and how shallow they are, see? Then you think, oh my God, I thought my dad was so dumb and so shallow, and now I realize that he had been penetrated when he was a little child and he lost something, but he wasn't that bad of a guy. But now look at me, you say. Well, this is the reality of the human situation. So let's talk about what we can do about it so it doesn't happen to you or stops happening to you.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. No, I don't have a big church. It's just me and a microphone. I have a Sunday morning program at 7 o'clock. A beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning program that airs in Palm Springs, California. It's a beautiful place. And you can listen to it anytime, actually, in our archives. But I don't work for a church, and I don't make any money. I do this as a labor of love. I actually buy the airtime. From these stations, I purchase the airtime with my own money. And because I'm not, Madonna or Lady Gaga or whoever's popular nowadays, well, you know, I don't get a big response. Plus, I tell people the truth, which is, in our fallen condition, unless we yearn for the truth and want to come back to the truth and admit some things, see, unless we are at that point, then the truth is the last thing that a person wants to hear. So that's why my radio program is not that popular. But it's a godsend for people who are ready. It's a godsend. So anyway, as I was saying, this is a labor of love for me. So I don't get paid. I don't make any money. I spend my own money. I lose money. A few people help me a little bit, okay, which is nice. But I just want you to know that this is a labor of love. So you can't say, well, he's doing it to make money, because all I've done is lost money. Okay, for 25 years I've been doing this. So let's get back to the topic. When people pressure you from the outside, beginning with your parents pressuring you when you were a little child, pressuring you to conform, to behave. See, parents often, see, they were pressured themselves. They were pressured themselves and they lost their identity. And mostly they're angry. Mom resents her husband. See, she marries him because, and then she finds out he's like her dad, who she hated. And she wants to whip him into shape. But the more that she does for him, the more he becomes weak. The more he becomes like a child, see, or like, you know, or he has this sick craving for support for his ego. And she rises to the occasion to support his ego, and then he becomes worse. So she resents him. And then he resents her. She becomes witchy and bitchy, and he resents her. So he's angry. So you have these undercurrents of anger. And he goes out in the world and encounters cruelty and meanness and unfairness and injustice, and he doesn't know how to deal with it properly, so he comes home angry. Pray God he doesn't come home as a drunk, see, or come home and smoke marijuana. But regardless, see, so you have that. And so the little child comes along, and with its innocence and brightness, it's a threat to the wrong which is growing up. See, remember I said the wrong identity grows up? The wrong that's growing up in the parents. And not only that, but the only thing they know is pressure. When they were a little kid, they were slapped around and pushed down and teased and pressured and punished. And see, that's all they knew. So that's what they do now. And so the little child is pressured. Then you have older brothers and sisters who are mean, and other kids that are mean. And then nowadays parents, they put their kids in daycare. They put their kids in daycare or preschool. And there you have an environment with 20, 30, 40 other kids coming from broken homes, rotten homes. And the things that go on, the cruelty, the meanness, the viciousness, the stealing, the teasing, the violence. See? That goes on. It's just awful. So there you have it. So there you have the little child pressured. Now here's the thing. We have a weakness. Remember I said in the Garden of Eden when the human race fell away from God. See, if Adam had stayed close to God and had a rapport with God, then he would have walked with God like Noah did, like Enoch did, like Elijah did, like Christ did. See? He would have walked with God like Ruth. But no, the child fell away, or Adam fell away. And then he began to change. So we're born with this changed, fallen nature, and we have a weakness. We have a weakness, a wanting to be prideful. Something in us craves praise, okay? From the cradle to the grave, we crave praise. See, someone to tell us that we're wonderful or good or pat us on the back, we crave that. And when we don't get it, we yearn for it and pine for it. So we have that weakness. And the other weakness we have is that we're gullible or naive because we're not close to the truth, and so we're easily fooled. See? And if someone tells us how wonderful we are, which is a lie, because we're not wonderful, then we like that. So we want to believe that lie. See what I mean? So we follow that person. And so we're led astray and led into error. But because we have this weakness, we're easily pressured. We easily fall for pressure. Easily fall to outside authorities where the authority should be conscience, should be intuition, should be God's inner light. God should be ultimately our authority. But instead we fall to outside authorities. And what is the mechanism of that fall? It's called hypnosis. I'll be right back. Got stress? Try our new easy meditation. Visit talktoapastor.org. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor, and I'm Roland, Pastor Roland, and I'm giving you a dose of truth today, which is what you need. See, everybody lies to you. Either they lie to you or they tell you, shallow things. Shallow on the surface. Or they tell you things that are somewhat useful, but never go quite deep enough. Never penetrate deep enough, never really get to the root of the problem. So the root of the problem is that you are susceptible to being pressured. And people do, and you were pressured. And when you were pressured, you didn't know how to resist it properly, so you either conformed to it or you resented it. You conformed, and when you conformed, well, the programming got in, you became programmed. So then you became whatever your culture made you into. If you're lucky to grow up in a decent culture, you become a halfway decent person. See, a fallen person, but halfway decent. If you grow up in a bad, terrible culture, then you become, well, what that culture is. So you were pressured, and you either conformed or you resented it. See, but resentment lets it in also. So the programming got in, the outside got in. See, the dam broke, and everything came rushing in. And then you couldn't bear seeing See, you couldn't take it. You couldn't bear seeing the truth about it. You couldn't stand seeing your parents fighting and hating each other, and the violence and the viciousness and the cruelty and the divorce and bullying and teachers' pets and all the injustice everywhere and the stealing and the teasing. So you found a way to hypnotize yourself in a way by texting and listening to music and, you know, maybe daydreaming about someday making it big. Maybe you threw yourself into study. You figured by study you could, you know, go to college maybe and get a good job and so on, which there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, that is a good way to escape from the horror of your home. The only thing is that people who grew up in expensive neighborhoods where their parents are making a lot of money, it's the same horror. It's the same horror. It's just, it's more covert. It's less obvious. So there you are, and you found a way to push it all under the rug. You know, for a while everything seemed okay. Then you got away from home, maybe got your own apartment, so you felt some freedom, and you got a little job, and so things were looking better. And see, things were looking better. Things that had seeped into you from the weakness, which was taken advantage of and manipulated by the authorities all around you. Well, you didn't really see it at that point, but then when you get married or you live together with someone, well, then the whole thing, then you begin to see what has happened. You discover your selfishness, you discover your resentment, you discover your husband's just like your father that you hated. But then the other thing is that then you see you crave. See, pressure from the outside is all you've ever known. So you look for someone that pressures you in the same way that those people in the past did, the same way your mother pressured you or your father, or other people pressured you, coaches, teachers. You look for that pressure. Why? Because it puts you into a trance state. And since it's managed by someone on the outside, the pressure source, well, then you can avoid responsibility, and it feels better. You don't have to be constantly worried and trying to figure everything out for yourself and plan your own way. You let someone plan for you. So the college teachers and the professors and the bosses and your wife or your husband or, see, your religious organization that you belong to or some group or some cause or something, or just the outside people pressure you. They're all a pressure. There's a subtle pressure everywhere you go to conform, not to rock the boat, to, see. So there's pressure. And you see, you conform, and it keeps you in a mild trance state constantly. And in that trance state, you feel more comfortable because you're away from reality, the reality of your fall, of your loss, of the fact that you lost your true identity. You lost never found a rapport with God. You lost your innocence. You lost what you could have been. You couldn't have been an Einstein or a Madame Curie or a Susan B. Anthony or a Beethoven. And instead, see, you became a shallow person, resentful underneath and easily pressured, easily manipulated and confused. And you don't want to see that, so you hide from it. Got a comment or a question? Call our new listener call-in line. It's open right now. Leave your name, the city you're calling from, and your question or comment. I listen to all of the messages, and I'll use some of them on the radio. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free. It's complimentary. It's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. talking today about how people have a weakness where their ease because or we have an ego weakness that makes us easily susceptible to pressure. And if you want to see the mechanism, then if you go to YouTube, there are some excellent presentations of hypnosis there where they hypnotize people. And the best ones are the ones where they're hypnotized, where they have a group of people. Some of them are not so good, you know, they're kind of degrading, but other ones are more more classy, you know, if they're like for in a corporate setting, doing a corporate convention, making a presentation of hypnosis for fun, you know, but also to teach people something at a corporate setting. Well, you get to see how easily people the ones that are easiest more quickly fall into the trance are the ones that come up to the front. But don't think the other ones in the audience aren't always at some level of trance as they go around in the world, because they are. See, most people are hypnotized in some level of trance. One hypnotist said between 70% and 80% of the time, and I know it's more than that. In fact, he said it's more than that. But you see them on a stage, you see how they'll not see what's there. Like one lady, she was hypnotized not to see her shoe. So she couldn't see her shoe. She couldn't find it because she couldn't see it was right there. Another person was hypnotized to that there was a little man standing on his shoulder with a tuxedo on singing to him. And he actually saw a man standing on his shoulder singing to him. Another person was hypnotized that the person next to him had a terrible smell. And so the person was leaning far away to keep away from that person because they believed they actually thought that person had a bad smell. And the other one that was the opposite, that the person next to him had a good smell, so you see them sniffing their sleeve and so on. And another person was hypnotized, so they couldn't remember they couldn't remember the number three, so they'd count their fingers, and instead of saying three, they bypassed three and ended up like they had six fingers on one hand. They couldn't figure it out. And to me, the most amazing one was, and I saw this several times on YouTube, where a person was hypnotized and told that their name was something else. One lady was told her name was Bob. And when he snapped his fingers and she came back from the deeper level of trance, well, she was still in a trance, you see. See, that's the thing. But then they asked what her name is. Her name was Bob. And then the hypnotist pointed to somebody in the audience and said, "Do you know somebody in the audience really, really well?" And she said, "Yeah, I know that person really well." And then so he asked that person, "Please tell this person what her name is." And the person in the audience says, "Your name is Mary." And she said, no, it's not. It's Bob." And then he had somebody bring her purse up. She looked at her purse at her driver's license. See, it said Mary. And she said, "Well, my name is Bob." See, but you see how people can be manipulated and seeing what's true is false, and what's false is true, what's real is not real, and not see what's real. You see how that is? Well, it's the same thing in real life. You see people doing dumb things and following dumb things and believing dumb things and making mistakes. See, when you're in hypnotic trance. But anyway, here's the thing I want to make the point. When they came up to appearing to be fully awake and fully aware, as though they were awake. So there they were, just like a regular person. There's no evidence that they're, to the untrained eye, that they're hypnotized. But then you ask her what her name is, and she said Bob. So she still was hypnotized. You see what I mean? Now, a lot of people, when they're hypnotized, they end up doing in real life. You know, you fall under the influence of a bad person, or you take drugs, or you get caught up with a group, and you do bad things. Then people don't want to wake up. They don't want to wake up to see what they did. They don't want to wake up to the truth and face the music and the reality of what they did and how dumb it was. And so they do everything they can to remain in the trance. So you see them smoking. What do you think smoking is? See, it's just a way of self-hypnotizing oneself through the energy of the smoking and the distraction of it to keep away from reality. So what's the solution then? Well, the solution then is to come back to reality and come back to the inner light and your intuition. See, come up to being a fully awake and then become aware in the inner light and see things the way they really are. See? And stop hiding and stop pretending and stop denying the truth. Okay? Stop denying the truth. And then you can be become a friend of God, and find your innocence again, and you find out who you really are. Find out who you really are, who you were meant to be, and start living a life of true purpose and joy. My name is Pastor Roland. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. Well, those of you who got the first half of the program, the second half was outstanding. Outstanding. I went into a detailed discussion of hypnosis and talked about some hypnotic presentations that I've seen. And you've just got to listen to part two. Go to the radio archives at talktoapastor.org. Listen to the whole program. Would you like to leave a question or a comment or an opinion? Call the listener call-in line and you'll get my message. And then at the sound of the beep, leave your question, comment, or opinion. Here's the number to call. In fact, the line is open right now to call to leave your question or comment. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.